For Dvar Halacha today, I just thought I would share an interesting shaila that came up here in the yeshiva. There was apparently, I never really saw it, a date tree that was next to the building, and I understand causing damage to the...
A fig tree.
Excuse me. Oh, okay. Well, you show me where it is. Okay, a fig tree, which is causing damage to the infrastructure of the building. The roots are attacking the plumbing system, the pipes, and whatever. So the question is, can it be removed? What would be the question? So the issue starts with a pasuk in this week's parasha. The Torah discussed at the end of parasha Shoftim that if you're laying siege to a city, so you cannot cut down the fruit trees. Cut down the other trees. And this is the original Isser of Baal Tashis. The pasuk says, Lo sashchis esetzar. Rak es asher teida ki lo eitz machal, lo oso sachris v'charasa. Only a tree that you know is not a fruit tree you cut down, whereas the fruit tree you cannot cut down. This is discussed in the Gemara, Rola Aloch and the Rambam. Interestingly enough, this Isser of cutting down fruit trees does not appear in Shulchan Aruch. But that doesn't mean that it's not accepted la halacha. Not everything's in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not aware of opinions that say there's no such thing as this isser because it's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's discussed in the Gemara, in the Rambam. It's a pasuk in Chumash. And discussed by all the poskim as well. So are there any heterim for cutting down fruit trees? So the Gemara's discussion of this primarily is in Maseches Bava Kama, Tzadi Aleph, Tzadi Beis. And the Gemara there writes that if the tree is no longer producing any significant amount of fruit, less than a kav, then it would be permissible to cut it down. And the Gemara says that if the wood is more valuable than the fruit, then it's permissible to cut down. And the Gemara has stories where trees were causing damage to other people's property, other people's trees, or to other trees, even if it's not for other people, and the Gemara says they would be cut down. How do we understand this? Is if there's an issa d'oraisa, so how do you override an issa d'oraisa just because the wood is more valuable or just because it's causing damage to other trees? So the answer is that this is the definition of the Isser. The way the Torah frames this Isser, the Torah says the word hashchata, which is destruction, which is wastefulness. Right? Lo sashchis eseitza. So therefore, the Isser is only if it's being done in a destructive or wasteful fashion. If it's being done in a productive way, because the value is greater when it's cut down, either because that will prevent damage, or because simply that's how the tree is most valuable, then it would be permissible. The Isser simply doesn't get off the ground. It's not overridden. That's now where the Isser applies. So the post can discuss other circumstances as well. Let's say you need the space in order to build a house. You can cut down the tree, and that would be permissible. Nonetheless, there were some who raised the question, maybe there's reason to be concerned about cutting down fruit trees, even in such circumstances. The Gemara says a short line, both in Bava Kam there as well as elsewhere in Maseches Bava Basra and Daf Chavav. The Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina said his son died because he cut down a fruit tree before its time. And there's another story in the Gemara where Rav Yosef tells a different one of the Chacham to cut down his trees that are causing damage to him, and he says, I'm not cutting them down. If you want, you can cut them down. So based on this, there are those who raise the question, maybe there's some sort of like danger involved, some sort of sguli issue of cutting down fruit trees, even beyond the halacha. Maybe it's connected to the fact that the Torah says, ki adam eitz hasadeh, there seems to be, at least I'll be drush, some sort of comparison between people and fruit trees. If you cut down the fruit tree too early, so it's like a person's life is in danger, maybe he'll be cut down too early. And there is an interesting tshuva of the Munkach Rebbe, the Minchas Elazar, where he writes that based on, he thinks that this is the pshat in the Tzavos Rebbe Yehuda Chassid, which is an interesting question, how to what extent is that considered to be a halachic work? He thinks very much so. And he says, I have a Kabbalah from my fathers, from my ancestors, will not give a heter to cut down a fruit tree, even if it's causing damage, even if it's more valuable. I'll send them to somebody else. I would never allow it because of this concern about the danger. Nonetheless, the standard interpretation in Poskim, Chassam Sofer, others, is that whatever danger there might be, that works together with the Isser. It's not an additional factor beyond the Isser. In a situation where a person cuts down the fruit tree when there's an Isser, so then Rabbi Chanina said that's why his son died early, not that it's a completely separate consideration. He writes, what do you think that, the Minchas Lozer, you think that Rabbi Chanina's son cut it down by Isser? Must have been, he cut it down beheter. Nonetheless, he died early. Chasam Sofer says, maybe, if anything, we can add and say, if it's a suffix, if the circumstances allow for cutting down the tree. If it's a suffix, if it's more valuable, cut it down. So then maybe I'll say, by definition, it's not b'derech hashchasa. No, so we'll say, suffix isur l'chumra. That we'll learn from Rabbi Chanina's son. But more than that, not. So in such a case, there are still people who would say, cut it down, have a guy cut it down, or if you can remove it to somewhere else and replant it, it would be better. But la halacha, certainly the ikar is that in these circumstances where it's more valuable cut down, or you're preventing damage that's worth more than the product of the tree, it would be permissible to cut down the fruit tree. Have a wonderful day. I don't know if we're stacking the chairs today. I have no idea. Might as well.